Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Jerry, my name is Tony McDowell, and somewhere you have got me signed up for some kind of subscription to something, and I want to cancel that. So I don't know what kind of information you need from me, but my bank just called and said you've been trying to charge my credit card, and they won't allow you to do that. So they gave me your number, and I want to cancel whatever you have me signed up for.
Can I have your zip code?
92277.
All right. Can I have your first and last name?
Tony McDowell.
And for verification purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
6683 Galetta Avenue, 29 Palms, California, 92277.
I do have an account pulled up here, and I see where a smartwatch was purchased. That was purchased where you've only had to pay shipping and handling, as well as in the terms and conditions, it states if you don't call in to cancel after the 4 days of shipping and 10 days to try the product out, it'll bill you the original amount of those products you received.
Well, I don't remember ever receiving a product, and I don't remember signing up for any of that, but I want to cancel it. And right now, I don't want it. I don't want anything.
Yes, sir. All right. I did get your account canceled for you. Do you have pen and paper for a cancellation code?
Yes, I do.
All right, that'll be C as in cancel.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Okay.
453.
453.
82.
82.
04.
04.
A as in apple, 6.
A as in apple, 6.
Yes, sir.
So I have C as in Charlie, B as in boy, 453. 8204, A as in apple, 6.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the cancellation code. Okay, now do you want, well, I don't even know what the products are, so I don't know. I don't know how I got into this. Okay. All right, so I have to call my bank back and tell them that this has been canceled. This is a mess. So what actually did you say you sent me?
It was a watch.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at your watch. I didn't know where I got this. I want to send it back. This thing doesn't work. I don't know how to turn it on or anything. I charge it for 3 days, and I don't, and it doesn't turn on. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it right. I'm looking at the box right now. Pure. So how do I send it back?
If you were to send it back, it'll be a 10% convenience fee. So you can just throw it away.
Okay, but didn't I thought I brought the warranty with it. Didn't I buy the warranty with it?
Let me see.
Because it was like $5 for the watch, $5 for the earphones that don't work either. That's two things that don't work. And then I thought it was $14 for a the warranty.
Yes, I do see a warranty here, so I can get them reshipped to you.
We don't want them.
Well... Okay, so so you're going to ship another one to me?
Yes, sir.
And do I have to pay for that again?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, well, that doesn't make any sense because neither of them work. The earplugs don't work in the watch. There was no directions with it, and it won't turn on. It won't do anything. Okay, but I'm not going to get in the same thing with the last time where I'm in with these books and everything, right? Or magazine or whatever I got charged $59 for, I'm not going to get charged that again, am I?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Well, but I got one more. What's the name of your company so I can tell my bank?
Well, you called the call center, the third-party call center.
Oh, I called the number that the bank gave me. I don't even know how to – this. I didn't know how to get a hold of you. Because I didn't know how to send this watch back.
Yes, sir. We're the call center helping assist with the products.
Okay. All right. So then I'm going to tell the bank it's canceled. I have my confirmation number. And you're not going to try to charge my card again, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.